Hello, hello, guys. Another episode
of another spooky podcast.
Another spooky podcast. ASMR. Another spooky podcast.
I didn't know what else to say.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to our, I think this is our 19th episode. I might be wrong.
It is our 19th episode.
And if you guys have not noticed, it's in the morning and we just woke up. We tried to record this episode last night, which you guys are going to be hearing this on a Sunday, but we tried to record this on a Friday night and it did not work. Irma and I were like half asleep, tired. We came back from work and we were like, okay, tomorrow morning. So this week, by the way, my name is Karina Reyes.
And my name is Irma Cornejo. I had to think about that. It's too early, guys.
Like, wait, what's my name?
I'm like, what?
And this is another spooky podcast, episode 19. For this episode, we're going to be talking about amusement park, in particular, scary paranormal amusement parks.
Yay! I've been so excited to talk about this, Karina, just because, well, right now, you know, because of everything going on, I think most amusement parks are closed. But to be honest, I don't even like amusement parks because I hate roller coasters because I'm a scaredy cat.
She hates roller coasters. Every single time she comes... And I'm like, bro, let's go to like Disney or let's go to Universal. And she's like, okay, but I'm not going to get on any rides.
I'm like, I'm just going to eat churros while you, why did I say it like that? I'm just going to eat churros while you go on the rides. I'll support you from safe on the ground.
So if you guys don't know, we are... residents from California, in particular Southern California. Don't come and look for us, guys. You guys are not going to be able to find us.
No, we're lost like in the crowd. 40 million
people here. Anyways.
And if you know where we live, don't expose us like that.
Don't expose, please. Just know if you see me chasing the palotero outside, don't say nothing.
It wasn't her. Look away.
It wasn't me. My chanclas and everything. Running after me like, hold on. Okay. Yeah. But anyways, so we live here in Southern California and we have Disney. We have the, like, honestly, I feel like we're pretty, like, chilling in the place that we live because we have the beach nearby. We have Disney. We have...
the mountain,
Universal, the mountains, you have not six, basically we have a lot of cool stuff, so you can never say you're bored here because there's nothing that should be stopping you from having a good time. But
yeah, I moved to Northern California and I miss SoCal so much.
But yeah, it's a different vibe.
Yeah, I'm a SoCal girl, you know, I like, it's that rivalry or whatever, you know.
I definitely want to go up north, but I feel like my heart just belongs here.
Yes. Yes, I know, me too. But wait, can I mention something really quick? Dude, it's your birthday, like, coming up. Your birthday's freaking coming up.
Oh, you're right. I totally forgot about my birthday.
Shut up, bitch. You know you did it.
So this episode goes up on Sunday. My birthday's on Monday.
Yes.
I'm going to be 24. It's crazy because, like, this is my second, I guess, birthday spending it in quarantine or whatever. Not like that, but, like, with COVID. Because I remember last year, like, I just couldn't do anything. I didn't even get a cake because we were so scared to go out to, like, the groceries. And it was, like, such a crazy time. Still a crazy time. So it just feels a little bit better knowing there's, like, a little light, you know, in the end of the tunnel. And we're like, all right, guys, we're almost there. So it's chilling. Yeah.
So everyone go wish Karina a happy birthday on April 5th. Tell her she's old and tell her that we love her. And she's amazing. But I was gonna tell you, Karina, that maybe you could pick the episode topic since it's like your birthday week for next week. You can decide on whatever you want and we'll record it.
Okay, sounds good. I like that. It makes me feel special.
Yes, and then I can sing you happy birthday.
Yay!
I'm just kidding. I'm not gonna
I know yesterday my brother left, right?
Uh-huh.
For his vacation, and he was like, oh, like, by the way, happy birthday. And I was looking at him and I was like, oh yeah, you're right, my birthday's coming up.
Hey. I love that for you. You're so cute. I'm so excited for your birthday. But anyways, back to the episode, I guess. The birthday girl.
All right, guys, we're gonna start off with everyone's favorite amusement park, and drum roll, Disneyland. And if you have not came to Disneyland in Southern California, then you need to book a flight whenever it's safe and whenever it's open to come and visit, because it is really fun.
I think they're opening and this month, no?
I'm actually going to go in June.
Ooh, scary.
Yeah, like, we're going to go celebrate my friend's birthday.
Oh, fun.
And she has planned this out for a cool minute now, and I'm like, oh heck yeah, I can never say no to Disney. But I know a lot of people make fun of, like, adults that go to Disneyland, so guys, I don't go often, okay?
I'm not crazy not obsessed, about Disney. There's so many people. I love people.
Going to Disney whenever I do have the chance, because it's expensive, dude.
It is. Se pasa, no manches. Yeah.
Everything here in SoCal is so expensive, but Disneyland in particular, it's like an arm and a leg and like a half your body that you have to sell to get a ticket.
Go to the devil to get in.
So even if you guys don't come, I don't blame you, because I hardly even go. But this story, this encounter is on Disneyland, so shall we start?
Yes, go for it, girl.
Okay. So Disney's an organization. Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah, it is. I was doing that right. Okay. I thought I was like going straight to like the encounter.
No, you're good.
Okay, so Disneyland is an organization that is known and recognized around the world, and there are many Disney parks throughout the world. So there's one here in Anaheim, California, and I think there's one in Orlando, Florida. That's World Disney.
Isn't there a France one too?
Yeah, there's ones in France, Paris, Japan, China. I mean, wow. We can go on and on. Yeah, I think there's one in South Korea. I might be wrong, but I know there's one around there.
That's dope.
But they have a lot of like branches in their company with Disney. So that's pretty cool. So even if you're not here in Southern California, you can definitely go to another location and can definitely experience that Disney fun. But Disneyland in Anaheim is the only Disney park that was built under the supervision of Walt Disney himself. He first got the idea of creating Disneyland after visiting various amusement parks with his daughters. He wanted to provide a space for people to visit Disney and experience Disneyland, as he created a park dedicated to that. Walt began the construction for Disneyland in 1954, and there was a special debut for the opening of the park on July 17, 1955. So there are some scary legends associated with the park. There are a lot, but we only gonna mention a few. But I also know that Walt Disney used to be a cartoonist, and that his first cartoon, if I'm not mistaken, was Donald Duck.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. And oh my god, Steamboat Willie, I think.
Oh,
was
yeah,
the first
yeah.
creation of like Mickey Mouse. So this dude had like so much talent, and yeah, it's crazy what came out of it, you know?
Yeah, have you seen that movie about his life? I think it's just called Walt. Or
I haven't. Is it the one with what's his name? Tom Hanks.
I don't know actor names. I don't know if he's in it though. I know Tom Hanks. I don't remember if he's in it. I just remember I watched it like a while ago.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I don't know. I have not watched it. I just seen like little documentaries. I did take a film class. There you go. And we saw some documentary based on his life and his upbringing and how he always thought about like family and his daughters. And yeah, it was crazy. But We're gonna talk about the first legend of Disneyland. So, Walt Disney himself has never left the amusement park, guys. Like, his ghost still roams around. And often you can, well, not you in particular, I don't know, but there's a lot of like encounters with the staff. I don't know if you heard about that, Ramon.
No, I haven't. Hold on, Karina. Dude, my cat just scared the shit out of me. Not my cat. I didn't know he was in here and he just crawled out of from under the bed and I just see little ojitos just looking at me.
Oh no, girl, you are good.
That scared me. Okay,
So,
anyways. No, Karina, I have not heard that.
you know,
But I'm not
yeah, dude,
surprised.
it's crazy. But so it kind of goes like this. So there's a famous legend that Walt Disney himself haunts the apartment he was once staying in one of the locations of the fire station on Main Street. So if you guys, it's right in the front of the park, so you cannot miss it. Literally, is where you get all the information in Disneyland, like the first information booth. And if you look above that little station there, there's a fire station and there is a window there. Now it's not open for the public, so you can't like visit it yourself since staff does use that room. If you get a chance to visit Disneyland, of course, when it's safe, make sure to look up at that apartment at night and you will notice that the light is on consistently. So actually the staff does that for like it's kind of like a rumor that this tradition to leave the light on began when an employee went into the apartment to clean long after Walt's passing in 1966. And when they finished, they turned off the lights, went into another area, and they came back to the apartment. And they noticed that all the lights are turned back on. And then there's this employee that heard someone say, "I am still here." And kind of
That's
like that
great.
story kind of like became very popular between like the staff. It is kind of like a tradition now to leave that light on, but apparently it did come from this story about an employee and experiencing seeing Walt Disney chilling and
I
not scary and shit. Like, what the fuck?
know, that's so crazy. I'm
I would have
not surprised.
complained.
I know,
No,
for real, I've been like, bro, can you like not? Can you wait
I
till
would have
Monday?
complained. I'll be like, bro, can you come over here and haunt their asses and kind of lower the prices for these tickets? Like, oh my God.
For real, be like, well, how come it costs an arm and a leg to get in here, dude? My dude, can we
For real, that shit
fix
was like 20 cents when that shit opened.
it? What happened?
Yeah, so that's crazy. I heard about this one. So when I went back and like looked into it as well, I was like, oh shit, like that's fucking crazy.
Yeah, that's
'Cause
kind of scary though. Imagine you're just cleaning an empty ass apartment and you just hear, "I'm still here." Like, what the fuck? I'll be like,
oh,
all
you
right,
didn't, I'll be like,
I'm
okay, then
leaving.
leave. Okay, you can leave.
Get out.
Like, bitch, can you see I'm cleaning? Fuck out of here.
For real. Can you finish the cleaning up for me, sir? I'm trying to go home.
Since you want to haunt this bitch so badly.
So I'm gonna go ahead and read the second legend, the second most popular legend, I guess you could say. So do you know the ride Space Mountain, Karina?
Yes, I that's actually one of my favorites.
Is it really? I think I could do
Yeah.
that one. I can do that one. See, I hate roller coasters. I'm not good with roller coasters. I hate them. But I can do Disneyland rides. Because they're like for kids and shit, and I could do this. I even put up my
Girl, low key,
hands,
I
like,
would
look how
worry if
badass
you couldn't do Disneyland rides. I would
I
have been like, okay, there's something more to this than you not liking roller
for
coasters.
real. I can do Space Mountain. I even put my little hands up, so there you go.
Oh,
Look how badass I am. Oh my gosh, I'm a roller
we
coaster
came so far from the beginning of
enthusiast.
time where Irma wouldn't even get on a roller coaster.
You won't catch me dead in fucking Six Flags,
So
though.
wait, did you end up going to like grad night for your when you graduated high school?
I did. I went to grad night and it was at Disney
Yeah,
in
so you didn't
California
even get
Adventures.
in like on the rides?
I did. I told you I could do
Oh, okay.
Disney rides.
Okay, just
Yeah.
making sure, because I was like, "Sick girl, what you do?"
But we also went on a ride on six, like we went to Six Flags as one of the senior days or whatever. You know, like at the end of the year, we have like a week of just random activities. We went whale watching and shit. But when we went to Six Flags, dude, like my friends were pressuring me, like, let's go on one ride, at least one ride. And like I was getting low key annoyed. So I was like, all right, fine, I'll do it. And I went on, I think it was, which one was it? The wooden one?
Matterhorn.
No, it was in Six Flags. That wooden scary one. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like
Oh,
they tore it
Goliath.
down and redid it. Yeah. I don't know what
I
it's.
know what you're talking about. I just can't come up with a name.
Yeah,
And I'm gonna
so
get canceled because I go there
Yeah,
pretty often. Oh, dude, I think it's Goliath.
I don't know. It was scary as hell though. I cried and shit and like they never pressured me to go on anymore, so.
One of my coworkers, one time we went and he, okay, there's a part where it gets super fast. Like it gets really low halfway in that roller coaster
Yeah.
in Goliath. I'm talking about the Goliath one. And it kind of curves very, very low. So it feels like you're kind of like just falling off. And he passed out where those, like in that little turn right there, he passed out, dude. And he woke up and he just passed out for like a few seconds. I don't know what type of
Maybe out of the fear or
like a
something?
disorder or some shit. I'm not really sure because it was crazy how he just passed out. Like you can see his face, like he just passed out. And then
Oh my God.
he came back and he was like nothing. And I was like, bro, you passed out. Well, I wasn't
What
sitting next to him, I was
the
sitting in the back.
hell? Yeah.
And yeah, it was fucking crazy. He
That's
didn't even know what
crazy.
happened, but I
Damn.
don't know. So
See,
be careful, guys.
don't get on roller coasters, guys. Learn from that
I'm
dude and
adding
from
to the
me.
scare. I'm adding to the fear.
Dude, I've been wanting. Okay, this is off topic. I promise I'll get back to the legend. But I want to go to Knott's Berry Farms because I hear they have really bomb fried chicken that I have never tried, and I literally go to Knott's like a lot. Growing up, I used to go a lot. We should go, Karina, once it's safe and go get some fried chicken. You can go on the roller coaster. I'll just eat fried chicken all
Yeah.
day. But anyways, so legend two. The dude on Space Mountain, also known as Mr. One Way. That low-key sounds like an R&B singer's name or something. But, okay, so there's a ghost rider on Space Mountain. So if you're third reeling or you ain't booed up or you ain't got no kids, no worries because you might get a chance to ride with a little ghost friend on Space Mountain. It is believed, or according to the legend, the ghost is described as a large man with red hair, a red face, and if you're riding alone on Space Mountain, he'll appear next to you, and by the end of the ride, you're like, oh, I had so much fun. Woo! You're looking around, you're so excited because you just went on a ride, and the person that was sitting next to you the whole ride, poof, he's gone. And the employees that work Space Mountain also say that they see and hear him in the locker rooms in Space Mountain. So he's like all over that mountain. That's his mountain. He owns that mountain. So make sure to, if you don't want to see the ghost, make sure to not ride alone on Space Mountain because you might just see Mr. One Way.
Honestly, guys, like whenever I go on that ride, I'm blind because I take off my glasses. So even if he was there, I wouldn't be able to see him.
Oh, sad day for Mr. One Way.
Oh man, he's like right in my face, and I'm just like ah, like enjoying the ride and shit.
Like, you're having fun, Karina, and you're like, what
Like
the,
yeah.
who the fuck is sitting me?
Oh my gosh.
Fucking weirdo.
Guys, man, being blind ain't it. Well, I'm not blind, but
Mm.
my prescription is pretty high. So
Oh,
I'm like almost there, I think. I wear
yeah,
really thick glasses. Like I was talking to my friends about that yesterday, and they're like, bro,
me
like your glasses are really thick. Cause I'm trying to go into contacts now because it's just so
too.
irritating. I'm so done with my glasses. But anyways,
I like your
yeah,
glasses.
but girl, it's not it, especially like when I'm in a hurry and I'm like trying to exercise. Like it gets all over my face and I get sweaty and If you guys wear glasses and if you guys try to like do exercise, some type of exercise, isn't it fucking annoying?
Dude, I never thought of that.
No, dude, it's so annoying. I used to like run, well, Irma and I used to run marathons. If you guys didn't know, now you guys know.
We're runners
We're
or
runners or
whatever.
whatever. Not to like
Professional
brag that you run
athlete.
like 5 marathons back in a day, but I used to
I
wear
ran 20,
contacts when I used to run, dude,
bitch.
because it was so annoying. And now that I'm trying to get back into like, you know, exercising and just doing things around and whatever, yeah, it's not it, guys. So I'm going either LASIK or contacts, but I think I'm too broke for LASIK at the moment.
How's the recovery for that? Do you see it quick?
It's a 2-week process.
Oh, that's not too
So
bad.
hopefully, yeah. Hopefully, you know. Irma, name this episode, well, this legend, I'm sorry. You lost, no worries. The woman in white got you, boo. So this legend
Got
is
you.
called You Lost, No Worries, and the woman in white got you, boo. So for this one is actually kind of nice, if I have to be honest. The legend goes that there is a ghost lady who is dressed in all white. And this is a 19th century gown who kind of just like chills on Main Street after dark. And besides just enjoying just Disneyland like for free, right? I'm jealous that she gets to spend her time there just chilling. She's also super helpful, which is cool too, because you might as well help if you're haunting something for free. It has to be noted that she helps lost kids find their parents by taking them to the Disneyland Baby Care Center to be reunited with their parents. And when she leaves them there, she disappears to continue her ghost activities. The kids don't seem to be scared of her, so she must be nice. And to be honest, she is really cool for helping them out. So I think she needs to be hired or definitely be on payroll. What do you
I
think, Irma?
agree. She should. She's basically an employee. She should get paid those ghost dollars. Or maybe they're just like, well, you're living here for free, rent free. Why not just help out a little bit, you know? Maybe that's how they pay her.
I think that's crazy if that's actually true. I mean, it's not like I can be like, oh my God, I can go back to being a kid and see if that actually works and like pretend to be scared, like lost or whatever. But that's really
Help
cool.
me.
Dude, one time I got lost in the mall. Oh my God, guys.
Did you
I feel
really?
like everyone has gotten lost at the mall at least once
Not
when they were
me.
kids and they were little and they ran off from like their parents. But it definitely happened to me. And
That's scary, though.
what was I gonna say? Oh yeah, so I got lost at the mall, and I remember that like my mom. Oh my God, dude, my mom told my brother, my older brother, to take care of me, right? So it was my brother's responsibility to know where I was at. But I don't know if you guys remember, like back in the day, certain kids' clothing used to have stickers, like on the tags. Like they used to
Oh
come with like really
yeah.
cool stickers. So my ass would go around like picking all those stickers, right? Even though I wouldn't buy the clothing. Yeah, dude, it was so bad. Oh my
Karina.
gosh. But anyway, so like that's how I kind of got lost and like wandered off because I was like following the stickers. And I remember this lady came up to me and she was like, oh, you can't pick those stickers. Those are like with the clothes. Like you have to buy the clothes. She was telling me, dude, I was like, what, like 7, 6? And I was like, okay, you know. And you know when like an adult tells you like you're doing something wrong, like you feel bad, right? You start
Yeah.
wanting to cry and shit. But I didn't cry. I was just like, oh shit, I have to go back to my mom. I couldn't find my mom, and she really wanted me to go back to my mom because I kept picking at the stickers. And she had told me like 3 times already, and
Yeah.
I was not listening. I was like, I had like a pile of stickers, dude. It was
Oh
funny.
my
Anyway,
God.
so I went back, and I was like, all right, then like I'm just gonna go look for my brother. And my ass thought that they were gone from the store, so I was wandering every single store. And like I
No.
remember the security came up because I think like certain like a few moms were like complaining that I was like by myself or whatever. And so they took me to a little office and they interviewed me and just, like if I was abandoned and shit like that.
Oh
And I
my
was like,
God.
no, my mom is here. So I remember like they announced my name on the speakers, and my mom came running and she was like, what the hell.
Your mom was
And my
probably
brother
so
got in no my brother got in trouble. He got grounded.
pissed.
Yeah, spanked.
For losing little Karina.
Oh man, my brother hates me. I mean, it was his responsibility. No, I'm just kidding. It was my mom's responsibility.
But still, you know, why are you stealing stickers?
It's because of stickers, dude. I was stealing at such a young age. Oh my god.
Shoot, we should just
don't
get
tell Mervin's.
stickers.
It was Mervin's. Do you remember Mervin's?
Yes.
Yes, it was that. It was that fucking store.
I remember. I even
From
know
back
where
in
it's
the day.
at, located
Yeah.
at the
It's
mall.
by like where Kohl's is. Yeah. But anyways, good memories.
Yeah. We should
All
get
right.
stickers so you never have to steal stickers again.
I know, dude. I've always been a sticker girl since I was little. I
Don't worry, guys. We'll have stickers coming out soon.
know.
Anyways, okay, so I'm gonna do the fourth. I don't know why I did that. I did a little rock sign. I meant to do a four, but I did a little rock sign. Habit. Here I go
She did
again with
that
my gang
last time and it
sign.
was so funny.
Yeah.
Gang, gang.
So, legend four. So, this is actually a really sad and tragic story. In 1984, a California woman named Regina Dolly Young was killed when riding Matterhorn. She unfortunately fell out of the ride and was hit by a bobsled. She was 48 years old when she passed. Ever since her death, the side of the ride, the one that's facing Tomorrowland, that side of the mountain, is called, I don't really like this name because it's kind of fucked up, but it's called Dolly's Dip by the employees. I think it's a little bit rude because, you know, she did fall from the ride, and I think that's a little insensitive, but yeah, that's what the employees call it. So some employees say that they can feel her presence and can hear her sometimes, especially when they have to walk the track once the ride has shut down. And they have to do this because they got to make sure like the tracks are good and nothing is wrong with the ride, you know, kind of inspect it. But they say that they can feel her and sometimes they can hear her. And they feel like someone is watching them while they're walking down the thing. And to make it even more eerie, the employees say that the tunnel where she was unfortunately thrown off, the one facing Tomorrowland, in that tunnel, when you go through there's lights. So it's not pitch black, dark. But for whatever reason, it seems to be that that tunnel never has any light. All the lights are always off, which is really scary. Maybe it's Dolly like telling them like, "Hey, I'm still here, guys. Like, you know, I'm sad." But yeah, it's just really tragic and sad. So if you're on Matterhorn, maybe you'll feel a little presence too. Maybe she'll join you on your ride if you're a lone rider, kind of like Mr. One Way. I don't know. But yeah, that was the Matterhorn one.
Dude, that's my favorite ride. I feel like I said that for Space Mountain, but I have to say Matterhorn has to be one of my favorites as well.
Them are your favorites, huh,
I'm
girl?
telling you guys, I'm so fake.
Yeah,
I say everything is my favorite, but I think, okay, Matterhorn is pretty cool. I think it's pretty cool.
honestly,
But
yeah.
yes.
I
Oh,
don't really
sorry, my.
remember. I don't really remember the rides. I haven't been to Disney in a while. And when I went, I only went in the afternoon.
Bro, didn't you come like pre-Panini?
Yeah.
Pre-Panini era, which is
Yeah.
AKA
I went like 2019, I think. But
Yeah,
I don't
dude, came before
remember
the Bambuse happened.
it. Before the
The panorama.
Bambuse. The Panini.
The Panini.
I like that. I'm gonna start saying that. I like
Yeah,
the churros
the
from
churros are so good too. I think the last time I went was like Valentine's Day, and they had like this really cool selection of like churros, like their special edition ones, and it's so good. A lot of people go for the
No,
food, and honestly,
me.
it's pretty damn good.
Honestly, that's what I would go for. I mean, the rides are fun, don't get me wrong, but I just don't like waiting in line. I don't like being around so many people. I'm kind of awkward and
So the last legend that we're going to talk about is on the monorail runner. And in June of 1966, a teenager tried to sneak into Disneyland for Grand Night by climbing a fence and crossing the monorail track. When he was spotted by a security guard, the teenager ran, but he was struck and killed by the monorail train. It is said that the ghost of the teenager can be seen at night running alongside the monorail train. And I think, yeah, I think that's crazy too.
Yeah, that's a little
That
scary,
actually
honestly.
happened. And it's a true story, guys. This is not like fake. That actually happened. And I think he got crushed, right?
Yeah, I
In
think
between the
so.
tr like there's the monorail track has like a separate, so it's like two, not they're not carts, but two sections, and I think he got crushed in between those two,
Yeah.
or he was drunk or some shit like that. I knew it was something like that, but it was crazy.
Yeah, it was
We'll still
scary.
talk about it.
Kind of sad, honestly. But what was I gonna say? Oh, I do wanna have some honorable mentions. It is said that the Haunted Mansion is haunted. It's said that the Haunted Mansion, when it first opened during construction, they had like a practice ride or whatever, and there was a woman that went on that ride. And she was killed during the ride, and that stopped construction. But it's said that she still haunts the Haunted Mansion. And tragically, there's a legend that says that there's a crying boy that appears in the Haunted Mansion and the Pirates of the Caribbean. Because if you look at the Disneyland map, the Pirates of the Caribbean ride is right next to the Haunted Mansion. So like he haunts that general area. And I guess it's said that you just see him crying. And the reason that they believe that he is haunting Disneyland is because when he passed, his mom dropped all his ashes throughout that area, I guess as a way of providing Disneyland as a final resting place for him.
Yes, I've heard of that story. I think I watched a YouTube video on that. If you guys ever watched those top 10 crazy conspiracy or like legends of Disneyland, I saw it in one of those videos. It was crazy.
Yeah, I hear that a lot of people actually do that. Like they try to bring their loved ones' ashes to spread them throughout
I don't think they
Disneyland.
let them anymore though.
They
It's not
never
allowed.
did. They never did, but I think like people try to sneak it in, which is kind of weird, but I guess it would be nice to haunt Disneyland, especially if you can get free food out of it. Maybe some ghost food. Some ghost churros. I don't
Right?
know.
Just imagine getting shit for free at Disney. Fuck.
I know. Wow.
I don't know,
Living the
Irma,
life.
if I'm telling you right now, if something was to happen to me, which I highly doubt.
Knock on wood. I
Actually,
can't
why
lose you,
am I
bitch.
saying stupid shit like that? Anyways, if it comes to the point where I die, right, when I'm old as fuck, Disneyland, bro, sneak me in.
Okay, I got you. I got you, bitch. I'll haunt your ghost into Disneyland. And I'll be like, here you go, bitch. I just paid an
Thank you,
arm and a
bro.
leg
It better be a
to
Disney. It better
you.
not be fucking knots or some shit. Okay, I'm leaving now.
Dude, I'm trying to be a scary ghost, so I'm not trying to haunt Disneyland. I'm trying to be like somewhere scary. Like I wanna haunt my house or something and just be like, hey, big head, I'm here.
Damn,
I'm
can you
still
prop
here.
my closet, bro?
I'm gonna open it
Like,
slowly
hey,
and
big
then you're
head.
gonna see me and I'm gonna be like, hey, big head,
She's
I'm
gonna be
still
like,
here,
damn, Karina, crying for the 17th time of the day.
bitch.
Fuck, get your shit together.
Bitch, I just scared you. Stop crying.
You're like, damn, you don't
I'm
even make me want to fucking scare you anymore. Just
just
chill,
gonna
just
go
crying.
ruin
Yeah, for real, dude. For
the
real,
moment.
my ghost is
Close
just gonna be like, you know what? This bitch ain't fun. All she does is cry and sleep.
my door. Me. I
Me, dude. Oh
relate.
my God.
Sad bitch hour. I was like, I'll come back
Is that why we're gonna
for.
get haunted, bro? Because we're not fun to haunt.
I mean, you're haunted. You saw that one ghost.
Oh yeah, I am, but they're pretty cool.
And then remember your lights flickered? I still remember that
Oh
because I was
yeah,
like, bro,
dude.
what the fuck? Oh, we still need
Should
to
have
post
saved
that
it.
video.
It's not saved, dude. I tried to go back for it and I couldn't find it.
Really? I think I have it. I might
I feel like people are gonna believe
update.
me, but dudes, I'm haunted.
Yeah, I think Karina's haunted.
And it's
But it's
okay, because I love attention. I'm just kidding.
okay. This That's so funny. But anyways, those are the legends that we wanted to talk about for Disneyland. Karina needs to go to work, so we need to wrap
Yes, I do.
this
I am getting ready as we speak. And that's how you know I love another spooky podcast, because anything for another spooky podcast.
Yes, and I'm having like a live get ready with me right in front of me, and it's great and I love
Yeah,
it.
dude. She's
And
watching me do my eyeliner and everything.
I must say, your eyeliner is popping, bitch. Like, I love it.
As you said that, I fucked it up. Thank you, Emma.
Welcome, so you can remember me all day.
I'm like, my eyeliner is off. Thank you, Irma.
Anyways, thank you guys for listening for our short
Yes, thank
and
you.
lovely episode. Go to Disneyland when you can, if you want, when it's safe. Go
When
eat
it's
some
safe, guys.
churros. Go visit the Mr. One Way. Go visit the lady in white. Go visit all the ghosts. Tell them we said hello. And yeah, enjoy your time. Be safe. We.
And have fun for the weekend, guys. Hopefully you guys have a
Yes.
good ass time
It's
and be
spring.
safe. A spring break. Hey, I'm actually just finishing up my spring break, so
I don't
it
got
was
a
fun
spring
while it
break.
lasted. Can't wait till summer. It's gonna be super much, like super fun. But anyways, guys,
Oh,
have a good
wait.
one. Listen to us. Guys, make sure to rate us on Apple Music, follow us on Spotify, subscribe to us on YouTube. We are gonna upload, and yeah, just make sure
With
you guys
five
are in contact
stars.
with us on our social medias at Another Spooky Podcast for our Instagram, A Spooky Podcast for our Twitter, and send us a email at a spooky podcast at gmail.com.
Hey, you did good, dude. Finally,
Yeah,
after
right?
15 episodes now, we got it. We gotta
Oh
go.
shit, you heard that?
Yeah, what was that?
My closet. I'm telling you, I'm getting haunted. At this point, I don't give a
What
fuck.
was that? Something fell or what?
No, it was my closet. It opened.
Okay, bye,
All right, bye guys.
bitch. I'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye. See y'all next week.
Bye
Bye.
guys.